Amen. God is calling us to higher heights and deeper depths in Him. And so let's say yes to the Lord. Let's say yes. Amen. Pastor Glenn was talking about growing up. God wants us to grow up, doesn't He? God has given us the capacity to grow up, so He don't want us to remain children all our lives. Amen. He wants us to grow up. Amen. And be full-fledged Christians. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to talk about time. Time. Amen? Amen. So, when as a child I laughed and wept, time crept. When as a youth I dreamed and talked, time walked. When I became full grown, time ran. When older still, I daily grew, time flew. Soon I shall find in traveling on, time gone. Amen?
Amen.
So our time on this earth is so short. It's so short. Until somebody said, seems as though our cradle rubbed up against our tombstone. It's short time. It's brevity of time. I'm 77, just had a birthday, and I can remember when I came home from school going out and getting on my bicycle, riding, you know, and had friends to ride on the bike and shooting a BB gun. Hallelujah. And don't seem like it's been that long, because time flies, doesn't it? So God tells us to do something here about it. We got two scriptures we're going to read. Hallelujah. Two scriptures. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. Ephesians 5, verses 16 and 17. Hallelujah. God is so good, isn't it? Yeah, verses 16 and 17.
Redeeming of time, because the days are evil.
No, read 15 and 16, I beg your pardon. 15 and 16, I beg your pardon, yes.
See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
Amen. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. All right. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Amen. Now, we're living in time. And the Bible tells us to redeem the time, to redeem it. Now, the Greek word for time denotes the fixed measure or allocated season with a definite article. It likely refers to one lifetime as a believer. We must make the most of our time on this evil earth in fulfilling God's purpose. Amen. Living up to every opportunity for useful worship and service. Now, 1 Peter 1:17. First Peter 1:17. Hallelujah. Isn't God good?
Yes, He is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you call on the Father, who, without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your state here in fear.
Hallelujah. Amen. God is telling us something to do, isn't it? Amen. We must be aware of the brevity of life. Now, let me give you some scripture to write down. You can read these later. Psalms 39, verses 4 and 5. Psalms 89, verses 46 and 47. And James, we read this one. We read this particular verse. James 4, chapter verses 14 through 17. Let's read that one. Talking about time tonight. God have given us time. Amen? He saved our souls. He's given us time to live for him, to be a witness for him, be a light for him. Hallelujah. But it's left up to us. See, because time don't wait on no man. We say that a lot, don't we? Time don't wait on no man.
No.
Amen. So we need to be up and about our Father's business. We need to be up doing God's will each day.
Amen.
Praying every day. Reading the Word of God each day and trusting God, living for him. God, what would you have me to do in order to follow him? What does it say? James, in the book of James, chapter 4, what does it say there?
Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow.
Stop. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We really don't know. Now, we live in today. God has blessed us and given us this day, but we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, do we? We don't know what's going to happen the rest of the night. We don't. But God does.
Amen.
We're in his hand. And we, listen, when you put God first, and when you depend on God, when you live for God, really we shouldn't worry about anything. God don't want us to worry about anything, does it? Why? He's faithful. He's fully able to take care of the situation. We don't have to worry. Just trust him. All right, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, all right?
Well, what is your life?
So what is your life? It's even a vapor. What's a vapor? That's a little mist, isn't it? Isn't that something? You see, right, you boil water, you see that steam or mist coming up. Isn't that right? Our life is but a vapor. My. So what it's telling us here is make sure that we know the Lord and we're ready to meet him. Isn't that right? The Word of God said, be ye also ready. You know not the day nor the hour the Son of Man coming. So, but if you're living for him, you don't have to worry, do you? Just live for him. Thank God, and you can welcome him.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
See, because the Word of God say, the Lord is coming as a thief in the night. But not to his people. Because the Word turned right around and say, but ye, brethren, you're not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. So why? Because we're looking for him.
Yeah.
We're looking for the Lord. And we're waiting on him. We're praising God. And say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come, hallelujah. Lord, come with you. Get ready to take us home. This is not our home, is it? Thank God. So we don't plant your roots too deep here. Hallelujah. And don't grab a hold to nothing, hold it too tight. Isn't that right? Because God, we don't want God to have to pry our hand open. He can do it. Isn't that right? I mean, whatever we have here, nothing belongs to us. It all belongs to the Lord. God just make us stewards, doesn't he?
Amen.
I mean, he wants us to be good stewards. He wants us to manage the things that he put in our hands here, manage them well.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's calling us, thank God, to fulfill his will. He's calling us to please him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right? Hallelujah. You hear that? My God. Life is but a vapor that appears a little while and then what? Vanish away. That's the way it is with us. We're here for a short time and we're gone from this earth. But thank God when we know the Lord. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. When we breathe our last breath, we'll be with the Lord. And see, that's something to we have hope tonight. Don't we? We have hope. Now, in the midst of all of the chaos, we have hope. The world don't have no hope, do they? The Bible says how they're without God and without hope in this world. But the Word of God says, hope, make you not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for his hope. Hope worketh experience. No, experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. What? By the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We have the love of God, don't we?
Amen.
Amen. We love him because he first loved us. Yes. So what does it say there?
Instead
of sticking our chest out and saying, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. This is what we ought to say. God have made it plain, haven't he? What we should do as his children. We are God's children tonight.
Amen.
And he tells me, instead of us saying we're going to do this or do that, we ought to say what we ought to say.
But if the Lord will.
If the Lord's will, we'll live and do this or that. Amen. If it's will.
Mm-hmm.
If it's his will. Thank God. Hallelujah. And we want the will of the Lord. And Pastor Venom made it plain this morning, didn't he?
Amen.
Talking about the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we serve him, live for him, obey him. Thank God. We'll seek his will, won't we?
Amen.
He'll answer our prayers because we want the will of God done in our lives. Not our will. But his will, isn't that right? Just like Jesus said, not mine will, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Death. He knew he was about ready to die. He knew that. Hallelujah. But he said, not mine will. He said, look, Father, if it be possible, move this cup. Move it. Take it away. If it be possible. Nevertheless, not mine will, but thine be done.
Amen.
That's what he wants us to do. The Lord, let your will be done in our lives. So James said, the Spirit of God spoke through James and said, we ought to say, if it be the Lord's will, we'll live and do this or that. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, listen to this now. God has an eternal plan that includes the purposes and activities of every person on earth. God knows everybody, doesn't he? He knows us all. I mean, a lot of people, you know, don't know God, but God knows everybody. He know our name. He know our phone number. He know our address. Praise God. And he know our thoughts, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. He know every, hallelujah. In fact, he know our thoughts before we thank him. Doesn't he?
Amen.
What does Psalm 139 say? Hallelujah. Begin at verse 1. Psalm 139. What does it say about God knowing all things? Psalm 139, begin at verse 1. What does the scripture say here?
O Lord. You have searched me and known me.
Lord, you've searched me and you know me. You know me, Lord. You've searched me and you know me, all right? Read.
You know my sitting down and my rising up.
Stop. You know my sitting down. You know every time I'm going to sit down and every time I'm going to rise up. You know it, Lord, all right?
You understand my thoughts before.
You understand my thoughts. Before I thank him, you understand. You know what I'm going to thank. All right?
You comprehend my path,
mm-hmm.
my lying down.
My. Yes. My path and my lying down, you know about it, Lord. Hallelujah. You know every time I'm lying down, every time I'm going to rise up, you know it. All right.
And are acquainted with all my ways.
You're acquainted with, you know about all my ways. You know about my all my ways, Larry.
For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord.
You know it all together.
Lord,
you know it all together. You know it, Lord. Everything I'm going to say before I say it, you know what I'm going to say, doesn't it? He know it. Hallelujah. So therefore, we ought to, as the word said, walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Amen?
Amen.
Buying up the time. Because the days are evil. We're living in perilous time. The word of God say in the last days, perilous times to come, which means dangerous times, and they're here now.
Amen.
Living in the last of the last days. So we want to follow the Lord closely, not at a distance. Hallelujah. Some people, hallelujah, my God. God wants us to walk close to him. The Apostle Paul said that I may know him. He wanted an intimate, more intimate walk with God. He was walking with God and he was doing God's will, but thank God he still wasn't satisfied.
Amen.
Amen. When you're really a real Christian, you're not going to be satisfied, are you?
No.
Now, you, hallelujah. God, use me. God, have your way in me. Hallelujah. That I may know him. and the power of his resurrection. And what? The fellowship of his suffering. He wanted, and Paul knew about the suffering, didn't he? He suffered for the Lord. You know, he persecuted the church, but he did it ignorantly in unbelief. He was fighting. He wanted to destroy everybody that called on the name of Jesus. But he met the Lord on the Damascus Road, didn't he? God, amen. God took care of him, didn't he? Amen. Hallelujah. He was on his way. Now, he wasn't a jackleg. You know, jackleg is somebody that, we know what jackleg is, don't we? You tell a jackleg mechanic is one that don't have no license. That don't, a lot of times, just, we call them shade tree mechanics. Shade tree, yeah, right? Yeah, there you go, bro. You don't need that. Yeah. Amen. But Apostle Paul was, he had authority from the chief priest. He did it legally, what he was doing. He was doing wrong, but he did it legally. Because the chief priest didn't know neither. Didn't know the Lord. On his way to Damascus to call, he made havoc of the church. I mean, he did some destruction, didn't he? Went into every house, pulling them out and hauling them, held them to prison. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord just let him do just so much that we can't go no further than the Lord let us, can we? I mean, some people think they missed the big. I missed big. No, you're not. God's got everything under control. Remember, we were reading about the king. He had the heart of the king where? In his hand, right? Yeah. That what it said?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, hallelujah. Whether you're a king or a dog catcher, God's got you covered. Mm-hmm. God, yeah. Amen. God's got you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. God have got you. Yeah. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So no use to thank you, Mr. Big or Miss Big. Let's humble yourself at the mighty hand of God. But they want us to, he's calling for humbleness, humility. Hallelujah. What did it say in Psalm 139?
Verse 5.
Uh-huh.
You have hedged me behind and before.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
And lay your hand upon me.
You laid your hand upon me. You know, and we want God to lay his hand upon us, don't we?
Amen.
What did God say to Jeremiah? Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. And Jeremiah said, oh Lord God, I'm a child, I can't speak. God said, say not that you're a child. You're going to go you're going to go there before I send you, and what I put in your mouth, you're going to speak it. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, put forth his hand and touch my mouth and put his words in my mouth. And Jeremiah couldn't keep quiet, could he? He wanted to get away. He wanted to go out in the wilderness somewhere, but God wouldn't let him. It was like fire shut up in his bone.
Amen.
He had to speak. Thank God, hallelujah. When God put it in you, you got to speak it. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. He put it in Jeremiah. Amen. So what does it say here in Psalms? Yes.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me.
Your knowledge is too wonderful for me, Lord.
It is high.
It's high.
I
can't attain unto it, Lord. It's so high. Your knowledge, Lord. See, God is all wisdom, isn't he?
Amen.
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 Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. It's God. True wisdom. You know, I'm talking about, when we say wisdom, we're talking about divine wisdom.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Because there's a ungodly wisdom. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Earthly, devilish, and sinual. But thank God, we're talking about that divine wisdom, the wisdom of God. The wisdom God gave Solomon. And Solomon for a while did good, didn't he? He had some things going good, but he let too many women mess him up. My. 700 wives and 300 concubines. Sad. Hallelujah. So sad. Amen. But God gave him divine wisdom. And you know, we read about how Solomon's displaying his wisdom. Remember when these two women, they was in the same room and they both had a baby? And one night, one of the women laid upon her baby and killed it. The baby died. And so she saw that the other lady's baby was still alive, so she went over while the lady was sleeping and took her baby and put the dead baby there. Next morning when lady woke up, she said, this is not my baby. You got my baby. She, you know. But she said, no, this is my baby. So they took it to Solomon. And Solomon said, bring me a sword. Yeah, bring me a sword. So I can just cut the baby in half, give her half. And the real mother said, no, let her have the baby. So Solomon gave the baby to the mother. He knew. You understand? That's the wisdom. God gave him the, how to, my God, hallelujah. How to judge. That's what he asked God for, wisdom to judge this great people, to go in and out among them, and hallelujah, be able to bring the right judgment. See, wisdom is more than knowledge.
Amen.
Not right. Amen. See, because remember I telling y'all about me studying mechanics when I was growing up? And I said, one day I'm gonna adjust my valves. God was running good. Valves was fine and sounding fine. Until I got that stuff messing with him. Boy, clack, 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 clack. My dad had to get a friend of his to come and straighten it out. See, because, see, you can adjust the valve cold or hot. I knew that much. But I didn't know. I had a little knowledge. Not enough knowledge, but not the wisdom. And so what this mechanic did, he came in, took that valve cover off, and all just squirting all out. But he just adjusted while it all was squirting. Just adjusted and got him right down right. I did some adjusting. I didn't mess with that too much. Amen. I used to, you know, when they had points in the car, just points and condensing all, I used to do that good, no problem. But one day I said, I'm going to pull this distributor out.
Oh.
I'm going to take my distributor out and put them in there. And what no need for that? But boy, I'll tell you one thing. Pow, pow, pow. So you have, you know, it's certain things you have to do when you put a distributor out. You got to know about the rotor and all. You understand? And you, hallelujah. You got to know about the top dead center and all that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. And I'd read about it, but didn't understand it. I had the knowledge, but not the wisdom. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. God is so good. All right, read on, my brother. Read some more. Yes. Lord, where can I go? How can I get away from you?
Where can I flee from your presence?
How can I get away from your presence? Read. If I ascend into heaven.
You're there.
You're there, Lord. If I ascend into heaven, you're there, all right?
If I make my bed in hell.
Behold,
you are there.
Behold, you're there.
If I take the wings of the morning.
Mm-hmm. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, what?
Even there your hand shall lead me.
Even there your hand going to lead me? All right.
And your right hand shall hold me.
Your right hand shall hold me?
If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me.
Surely the darkness shall fall on me or cover me, all right.
Even the night shall be light upon me.
The night shall be light upon me, about me, yes. All right. Hallelujah. Indeed.
The darkness shall not hide from you.
Amen. Can't nothing hide from God. Thank you, brother. That's good. Who have a God like our God?
Nobody.
Nobody, do they?
Nobody.
Hallelujah. Nobody have a God like our God. Amen. So, hallelujah. We must give ourselves to God as holy sacrifices. Allow the Holy Spirit to accomplish God's plan for us. To be careful not to be out of God's will and miss his timing and purpose for our lives. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Tell us to present our bodies. Living sacrifice. It's what God's calling for. All right. What did you say? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, right?
Amen.
That you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Holy, right? Holy. God's calling us to holiness.
Amen.
And acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. It's your spiritual worship. And be not conformed to this world. Don't let the world press you into its mold.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be not conformed to this world, but be what? Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our minds have got to be renewed.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. What? But made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was found in the likeness of men. And hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has what? Highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. He is faithful. He's faithful and true. Hallelujah. Praise God, to whom all blessings flow. So we're talking about time tonight. Time. And we don't know just how much time we have here. So let's make sure that each day we strive to do God's will. We strive to do the will of God. Amen?
Amen.
He's faithful. All right. Ecclesiastes 22. No, I'm not ready for that one yet. All right. Not only does God fix the standard, listen at this now, and withhold or dispense satisfaction, Ecclesiastes 2:26, just hold on a minute, but he also appoints seasons and times. Listen at this now. Earthly pursuits are good in their proper places and time, but unprofitable when pursued as the chief goal. Amen? Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10. Look at that. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Ecclesiastes 9, verse
10. Yes.
Whatever your hand finds to do,
mm-hmm. Do
it with your might.
Do it with your might.
For there is no work or device or knowledge.
My. Amen. Isn't that right? So God's telling us while we're living, get up there and do everything we can to please him.
Amen.
We're in time. We're in time now. Amen. On this earth, in time. We're in time. All right. But so whatever work we do, we should undertake it with all our heart as working for the Lord. Colossians 3:23. Let's look at that one. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Yeah, 3:23. What did it say? Let's work for the Lord with all that's in us. Let's put him first in our lives. Let's do his will. Let's seek his face. Let's honor him. Let's magnify him. Let's exalt his name. But he's above all, isn't he? All right, what does it say?
And whatsoever you do,
do it heartily.
As to the Lord. And not to men.
Amen. See, we're here to please God, not man. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Whatever we do, God wants us to do it as unto him. Amen. If God have you as an usher, do it as unto the Lord. Amen? If God have you cleaning the toilet, do it as unto the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not unto man, but unto the Lord. Because we're working for the Lord. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's going to pay us. Isn't that right? My God. God have a reward, doesn't it? For them that diligently seek him. When the Lord come, and he's coming soon to take his people out of here. We're living in this evil world, but hallelujah, we want to be faithful to God, so whenever he take us out, when we draw our last breath, he'll take us to heaven, take us to be with him. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I've got some loved ones there. I got some people that went on to before I did. I want to be able to see them. I want to be meet. We'll know one another, won't we?
Yes,
we will know one another. Hallelujah. What a glorious day that'll be when we all get to heaven. Hallelujah. But now we're in the nasty here and now. We got to just deal with it with the help of the Lord. We got to let God, hallelujah, lead us and guide us and direct us and keep us. And he'll do it. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I mean, believe that. I believe he'll never leave us. I believe he'll be with us. Amen. In all things. Hallelujah. All right. Now, we want to look at Ecclesiastes 22, verses 24 to 26. Look at that. Ecclesiastes 22, verses 24 to 26. Wait a minute now. Hold on a minute. Oh, how did I write that now? Yeah, it's 2. Yeah, I'm. Hold on. 220. Yeah, it should be 2. Ecclesiastes 2, verses 22 to 26. Yeah, see, I had an extra 2 there. That 2 don't blow, that does it. Amen, amen. Amen. But God is good, isn't it? God, he keeps me straight. He helped me to get straightened out. We got some people here who love God and looking right at the scripture there. Hallelujah. God is good, isn't it? Amen. What does it say there? Verse 24 to 26, yes.
For what has man for all his labor,
mm-hmm,
and for the striving of his heart?
Yes.
With which he has toiled under the sun. For all his days are sorrowful, and his work burdensome. Even in the night his heart takes no rest. This also is vanity. Nothing is better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that his soul should enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw was from the hand of God. For who can eat, or who can have enjoyment more than I?
Hallelujah.
For God giveth wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight.
Thank God.
But to the sinner,
yes,
he gives the work of gathering and collecting, that he may give to him who is good before God.
Hallelujah.
This also is vanity and grasping for the wind.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now listen, from the hand of God, the author of Solomon reaches two conclusions. He reaches two conclusions. Eating, drinking, and working. In fact, listen to this now. In fact, all activities in life can bring satisfaction only if one has a personal relationship with God.
Amen.
Only he enables us to find enjoyment in life.
Amen.
God gives true wisdom and knowledge and joy to those who, in faith, please him. And this, you can write these scriptures down and read them later. Ecclesiastes 3, 12 and 13. Ecclesiastes 3, 12 and 13 and verse 22 also. All right? Ecclesiastes 5, 18 through 20. And Ecclesiastes 8, 15. And Ecclesiastes 9, 7. Amen? Ecclesiastes 8:15. Yeah, that's 8:15. Yeah, and then 9:7. Oh, God, I didn't get it right. 9:7. Uh-huh, beg your pardon. Yeah, 9:7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is so good, isn't he? Amen. Thus, we must see life as a gift from God and look to him to work out his purpose for us. Philippians 2:13. Look at that. Hallelujah. Time. Our times are in his hands. How many of y'all know that? Amen. Our time's in God's hands. We know that. We that are Christians, we know that. So therefore, each day we're gonna strive to please him. We're gonna pray and seek his faith and say, God, what will you have me to lead me today? Protect the, we pray for God's protection, don't we? You better believe we do. We live in an evil world. But God can and God does lead and guide his people. Yes. Isn't he so good? Isn't he good? My. God is faithful. Amen. Our time's in his hands, and we need to really make sure. What does that song say? Be very sure. Be very sure your ankle holds and grips the solid rock. That rock is Jesus. He's the one, the only one. Isn't that right? That rock is Jesus. Thank God. We want to make sure that our anchor holds, and our anchor is Jesus. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Thank God. He's our anchor. He's our strength. He's our keeper. He's our deliverer. He's our all in all.
He is.
Who have a God like our God?
Nobody.
Nobody have a God like our God. Why? Because there's only one true God. Isn't that right? A lot of idols. That's right. Eyes that can't see. Ears that can't hear. Hands that can't, they can't move them. My God. They dummies, really? My God. I mean, right. They're dummies. But praise God. We got a true God, an almighty God, a faithful God, a loving God. Hallelujah. What does that scripture say?
2:13.
Yes.
For it is God who works.
It is God who works.
In you both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
Amen. It's God. Amen. It's God that works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Amen. It's God working in us. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. He's working in us and through us. He wants us to let him. Amen. Hallelujah. And I thank God for the service this morning. God wants us to grow up.
Amen.
Amen? He don't want us to hold back. He wants us to pray and seek his face and reach out to him. And we come to these services. You know what the scripture say? It says, keep thy feet. When I come to the house of God, see if you can look this up. Keep thy feet when you go to the house of God. Keep your feet. And be more ready to hear. No, that's not it. Keep thy feet when you go into the house of the Lord. You know, be more ready to hear. And I didn't give a sacrifice of food, I believe it says. All right, Brother Doug, know what I'm talking about. He get it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Let's see if we can find that one. Hallelujah. Keep your feet when you go into the house of God. God wants to keep our feet going to his house. Thank God, praising and worshiping with God on our mind and in our hearts, and to worship him and to honor him and to magnify him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I think it's Ecclesiastes, I think now.
Ecclesiastes.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Isn't God good?
Yes,
give him some praise, say. Give God some praise.
Amen.
Give God some praise.
Amen.
I thank God. I thank God for them smartphones.
Amen.
They are too smart for me. Hallelujah. But we got some saints here, brothers and sisters, can punch it up. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. What, glory. What does it say there? Ecclesiastes, what? 5:1 is it? 4:1? What is it? 5:1. What does it say here?
Walk prudently when you go to the house of God.
When you go to the house of God.
And draw near to hear rather than to give.
Amen. Draw near. My God. Hallelujah. What? You got the same version. Who got King? All right, read it.
Keep that foot when thou goest to the house of God.
Uh-huh.
Be more ready to hear.
Uh-huh.
And give the sacrifice of fools.
Mm-hmm.
For they consider not that they do evil.
Mm-hmm. That's a powerful scripture.
Amen.
Isn't it?
Amen.
That's a powerful scripture. Amen. And see, God tells us exactly how to worship him, how to pray, doesn't it? He give us a specific instruction. We don't have no excuse. Hallelujah. We don't have to do it. We don't have no excuse. When we come to God's house, keep our feet, go in there in reverence to please God, to praise him, to magnify him, and to worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Because he's coming soon, isn't he?
Right.
But what's he coming after? A people that's looking for him. A church without spot or wrinkle. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank God for the time he's given us here. He's given me 77 years. Thank God, and I don't want to fail him. I don't want to fail God. I don't want to bring no reproach to his name. I don't. Hallelujah. But I want to live holy and pure. I want to please the Lord. Amen. So we're talking about time tonight. Amen. Our times are in his hands. All right, brother. Our times are in his hands. So next week, Lord, well, I think we continue this message. On time. There's a lot to be said about time, isn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. All the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you tonight. But let me end with this. What I started off with. When as a child I laughed and wept, time crept. When as a youth I dreamed and talked, time walked. When I became a full-grown man, time ran. When older still, I daily grew, time flew. Soon I shall find in traveling on, time gone. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Isn't that right? Time. Hallelujah.